Are you tired of feeling burned out? I know I used to feel burned out all the time, and then I discovered some tips, tools, and strategies to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I will be sharing them on this show, as well as interviewing experts that are going to help you transform from exhausted to energized and stressed out to serene. If you're ready to break free from the burnout for good, let's jump into the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Today, we have Susan Butler in the studio. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Great to see you. Susan is an empowering financial coach. She helps midlife women go through life transitions and come out the other side prosperous. And she helps them have a clear and positive, empowering relationship to money. So, Susan, how did you get to be doing what you're doing? Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, I've had over 30 years in the financial industry. But I had a client at one point that just required a lot of handholding and coaching, you know, not so much the taking money under advisement or anything like that, but helping her through everything. Couldn't make a decision, couldn't do anything, was going through a terrible crisis that took her through all the stages of grieving, even though it wasn't a death. And by the end of the year, she was empowered, making decisions, decided to go back and get a master's degree, and she was in her 60s, and just a totally different person. And to me, that was far more rewarding than everything that I'd been doing as far as selling investments or doing anything like that. So I ended up making a huge decision to give up the licenses to sell. I didn't get rid of the 30 years of knowledge, but the licenses to sell, I gave up in order to be able to coach women.
Beautiful. And what are some of the common limiting beliefs or mistakes that you see women making around money and their finances?
One is that they don't feel they have value, that they are worthy of making lots of money. You know, making more than their husband or making more than other people around them. And you have to have a self-worth in order to be able to make more money. And if you also, if you have a limiting belief that says that people with lots of money are greedy or selfish or self-centered, instead of giving and passing that on to others, then that can also be disempowering. And you can self-sabotage your own efforts to try and make more money because you think it's an evil thing.
Yeah. So how do you walk your clients through overcoming that conversation about self-worth and value and not wanting to like be too big and out earn their husbands, or the other one about money being the root of all evil, which is, you know, from the Bible, but it's misinterpreted. So how do you help women walk through those limiting beliefs to get to the other side?
We learn how to find new perspective. You can take the same event. You can take the same facts or events or anything like that, and you can be put whatever story you want around it. And people don't realize that they're actually not describing things as truth. They are beliefs that they've developed. The truth, the actual truth, is just the simple black and white facts of a situation. And so the rest of it is the story that we tell ourselves and that we tell others. And so you change your perspective, you change your story, you can change all sorts of things in your results.
Yeah, I love that saying, change your story, change your life. I think Wayne Dyer said that, and it's about reframing our relationship with money. So what does a healthy relationship with money look like in your teachings and with your clients?
Well, first of all, that you want to be engaged. You know yourself. You know what it is you would love to be doing. That's one of the hardest things, first steps for women, because you're so used to helping other people, but you want to develop the whole idea of what would I love, given no parameters of time, age, money, or anything else, what would I love to be doing? Or what would I love to be?
Are you tired of endless diets and frustrating results? I know I was, and I didn't want to count calories, count macros, and I definitely didn't want to jab myself in the stomach with a needle to get the benefits of GLP-1. I'm so grateful I discovered the Body Transformation System. I have been on this easy-to-follow supplement program for a month, and I cannot even believe it. I went from 25% to 17% body fat. I haven't been under 20% body fat in my entire adult life. What I love about this system is it's all natural. It helps you regulate appetite, boost your metabolism, and burn fat. No chemicals, no needles, no harsh stimulants, no side effects, just results. All you have to do is go to the show notes to grab your sample. I can't wait for you to get the same results that I'm getting, and let's get lean and strong together. See you back in the show.
And once you've established that, you know, and that's usually you got to be thinking outside the box. Mm-hmm. It can't be what you know you're capable of or anything else. You do not have to know the how to get there. Just be able to think big and what would you truly love. And when you have a lot of these foundations, and I help you develop how to lift yourself to the frequency of what it is you really want to be or achieve. And then all sorts of new possibilities open up for you, things that you cannot see when you're at a lower frequency or, you know, you're not resonating with those things yet. But when you get to that higher frequency and you're resonating with what it is you would love to be doing and love to have, then all these opportunities appear and you will see them and they'll be attracted to you, and it just opens doors all over the place.
So how can people raise their frequency so that they can start attracting these big opportunities? Do you have any practices that you recommend?
It's a process. It's like, you know, changing a habit takes a long time. These are habits that started from when you were age 3. The habits and beliefs that you formed, you know, when you saw what your parents did, you heard things, you learned in school, what your friends did, what they've told you. So it takes a while to unlearn. But first thing I try to do is help bring it to the surface. You just need to be aware of what these beliefs and things are that are holding you back. Because as long as we keep suppressing them down deep inside, then they're always going to come back to haunt or to interfere with what we're trying to do. But once I can get it to the surface, identify it, then we can do the work of changing the perspective, changing how you look at that, and then embodying it.
Is debt bad?
Is what?
Is debt bad?
No. Debt is not a four-letter word.
Okay.
I mean, it is a four-letter word, but it's not a bad four-letter word.
What is your opinion on debt? Tell me.
There is good debt and there is bad debt. And that's actually in my group program. I have a whole module on that, on good debt versus bad debt. And if you're investing in yourself to make things better and to do certain things, debt is good. I mean, you could not own a house or a car in most cases if you did not take on debt. If you had to wait until you had all the money to pay it in full, you couldn't do it. Mm-mm. Same with a big vacation. When it's something's big like that all at once, you can't always wait for everything in life until you have everything in place and you have all the money there, all the right time, and just everything's perfect. It doesn't happen that way. You won't end up living life at all. So you have to learn the difference between the good debt and the bad debt, and how to make debt work for you.
And do you believe in multiple streams of income?
Definitely. Definitely. If you, the more ways that you get more options, more choices, it makes you more resilient to things happening that could change one form of income. And if, you know, then you've got something else backing that up. So if all possible, yes, it's best to have multiple streams of income.
And then how do you teach your clients to do time management if they want to have balance? The show is called The Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and not get burned out, but they are juggling these different streams of income. How do you teach your clients time management?
Time management isn't as much in my field of expertise on the coaching. Mine is primarily working with getting people to realize, especially women, getting them to realize what it is that they are impassioned about and what it is they want to be doing, you know, not just need to be doing for the money or like they wouldn't want just multiple streams of income just for the sake of money.
Right. It has to be something they're passionate about.
Exactly. And then taking that passion, and then the money serves the passion. Money is energy. It's a tool. It's a way of serving what it is you're trying to do.
So what are some potent questions the listeners can ask themselves to find out what their passion is? And then you teach them how to turn it to profit. But what can they ask themselves?
First question is, if I had no parameters or boundaries of money, time, age, anything in the way, family, what would I love to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
And why? What would it look like? What would it embody? What would it feel like? What would it look like, smell like, taste like? Get all the senses, the emotions, everything embodied into that passion and that dream.
How do you visualize that? Do you teach like closing your eyes and doing what you said, getting all five senses involved? Like how long, how often do you recommend people visualize them living their ideal financially prosperous life?
It would be whatever your best time of day is, when things can be quiet and uninterrupted. Mm-hmm. And yes, like closing your eyes and imagining that is great. Some people would like music or something like that, but it's actually putting yourself there. Like, I have accomplished this already. I am there. You don't have to know how to get there or anything else, but okay, I am so happy and grateful now that I have done this. And this is what my life looks like. And you know, and you're saying this, and you can do it with a partner. I've done exercises with people with partners where, you know, you're envisioning it's 3 years out, but it's in the present. You come back for a reunion that you haven't seen each other in 3 years, and you're telling each other what you're so excited about now, that this is the way my life is. And you'd be amazed while you're telling, whether it's telling yourself out loud, like to the mirror or something like that, about this life, or telling this partner about this life in the exercise, all of a sudden your energy goes to a new level. You become elevated. And you can't help but start embodying it if you really get into what it feels like, what it looks like, and doing all the senses.
Well, that is great advice. Susan, thank you so much. If you had a billboard on the side of the road that said one sentence that summed up your philosophy, what would it be?
Change your perspective and the possibilities are everywhere.
Beautiful. How can people stay in touch with you?
Either my website, which is right here behind me, or my email is susan.butler@myfinancialharmony.com. And I have a free gift also for everybody, for your listeners.
What is it?
FemininefinancialFormula.com. And it'll give you five key steps or tips on how to begin to change this perspective and get the prosperity that you desire.
So you say feminine, meaning we don't have to be burned out and overwhelmed and exhausted to achieve wealth and success?
No. Not at all.
That is very good news. So thank you so much again, everybody, for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetize.
Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I hope you found great advice and actionable tips. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. And if you loved it, rate, review, and subscribe. We are so excited to watch you transform from burned out to blissed out as you continue with us on this transformation journey. Until next time, keep your vibe high and magnetize. Imagine looking back at the end of 2025 and saying the best decision I ever made in the entire year was going to the Mindset Manifestation Retreat in Playa del Carmen, Mexico with Rebecca. Not only will we set intentions, goals, and strategies for your new year, we will give you 21 customized affirmations, a vision board, a power word, a playlist, and every tool you need to get all 7 pillars of your life to a level 10 and to crush your goals in 2025. In addition to all the goal setting and mastermind, you'll get to relax in a luxury spa, do yoga, and have a sound bath, all at a beautiful retreat in amazing Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And if you can't make it all the way to Mexico, which I know you want to do, and I can't wait to see you in Mexico, I'm having a little mini version of that on December 29th. It is a free training I do every year for my community called the New Year, New You Workshop, where you will get 21 customized affirmations to make sure that 2025 is your best year ever. Go to the show notes to learn more. I'll see you at the retreat.